Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've got some updates here in Michigan with respect to the coronavirus stay-at-home order. It's been largely lifted as of yesterday. So the people in Michigan are rejoicing. Not completely lifted, but the end is in sight. Also, someone sent me a note and said, Steve, looks like you were right about the insurance call you made. I'll get to that at the end. First of all, the Michigan coronavirus stay-at-home order has been lifted. Here's what happens when. This is from MLive, a very good news reporting source here in Michigan. Matt Durr wrote the article, and the governor announced the end of the state's stay-at-home order effective immediately. That's with restrictions lifting within the next week for various sectors of the economy. So not everything's opening up, but many things are opening up, and so, you know, play it by ear. Starting Monday, residents are not required to stay home as much as possible as long as they continue to adhere to social distancing guidelines and safety measures. For businesses, several sectors of the economy will be allowed to either reopen for the first time or extend their services beyond what has been allowed under the prior order. The governor announced the entire state has moved into what's called Phase 4. The data has shown that we are ready to carefully move our state into the next phase of the Michigan Safe Start Plan, but we owe it to our brave frontline heroes to get this right, she said in a press release. While Michiganders are no longer required to stay home, we must all continue to be smart and practice social distancing and encourage those who meet the criteria to get tested for COVID-19. If we all do our part, our goal is to announce a shift to Phase 5 for the entire state prior to the 4th of July. Stay smart, stay safe, and let's all do our part. So, local governments do have the authority to enact restrictions if they feel it's necessary for them to protect the public health. But those would be local municipalities or counties, but not the state. So here's what will be allowed to open as of now. And I'm going to substitute the word Michiganian for Michigander, because in my mind, Michigander is stupid. Michiganians are no longer required to stay home regardless of the activity or reason for leaving. So you can go out and about and do what you want to do. Indoor social gatherings of groups of 10 or less involving people who do not live inside the same household remain allowed. Outdoor gatherings of up to 100 people are now permitted. People should follow social distancing guidelines, and those who do not live in the same home should try to maintain the social distancing thing of 6 feet. Outdoor parks and recreational facilities may be open if they can modify the site to allow for safe distancing between people. Areas of parks where social distancing cannot be maintained must remain closed, but open parks can be open. Office work that cannot be completed at home can be done in an office, but businesses are asked to allow work that can be done at home to continue being done at home. I've heard of people who work for businesses that said, you know something, we discovered we're actually getting a lot more done than we thought we could at home. So it might be that many people will continue to work from home, but if you want to open your office back up, open it back up and just try to maintain your distance, people. House cleaners can resume operation, drive-in theaters can reopen, and then within a day or two, retailers will be allowed to reopen without scheduling an appointment with customers. However, they will have to adhere to social distancing guidelines, require masks, and limit capacity. So, you know, workers should be wearing masks, and, you know, they're going to try to say if a store, you know, has a certain capacity, try to limit that a little bit. And then within a week, bars and restaurants can open for indoor and outdoor dining at 50% capacity with the hope that they can keep the tables 6 feet apart. This includes food courts inside designated areas of airports. Day camps for children will reopen with further guidelines from the state. Outdoor public swimming pools can reopen at 50% capacity. Indoor pools must remain closed for the time being. Libraries and museums may reopen. Outdoor fitness classes, athletic practices, training sessions, or games are permitted as long as coaches and other people maintain the 6 feet of social distance from one another at all times during such activities, and that equipment and supplies are shared to the minimum extent possible and are subject to frequent and thorough disinfection and cleaning. So some sports you can work out and practice keeping social distance. Others, I'm not quite so sure. I never played organized football. But I have a sneaky feeling that football players tend to come into contact with one another when they practice. Now, they might have to do limited practices where they don't do those kinds of drills, but we'll see. Obviously, if you run track, you can run away from people all day long. Indoor gyms, fitness centers, recreation centers, sports facilities, exercise facilities, and the like remain closed for the time being. Facilities offering non-essential personal care services such as hair, nail, tanning, massage, traditional spa, tattoo, body art, piercing services, and similar personal care services that involve close contact of people remain closed. Casinos licensed by the Michigan Gaming Control Board, racetracks licensed by the Michigan Gaming Control Board, and millionaire parties licensed by the Michigan Gaming Control Board remain closed. Wait, I can't go to my millionaire parties anymore? What's a millionaire party? Indoor services or facilities or outdoor services or facilities involving close contact to persons for amusement or other recreational or entertainment purposes, such as amusement parks, arcades, bingo halls, bowling alleys, indoor climbing facilities, indoor dance areas, skating rinks, trampoline parks, and other similar recreational or entertainment facilities are closed at this time. June 10th, State Forest campgrounds and DNR-operated harbors are set to reopen. That means that many of these places, I know, like with harbors and so on, you know, you could bring your boat in, you could launch your boat, but the people who run them were not there. And June 15th, bottle returns in the state will reopen. And that's been a quandary because I drink, for instance, a lot of Diet Coke, and I've got Coke bottles stacking up to the point where I might not have any threat to me from COVID. The threat is I could be crushed underneath bottles. Now, the good news is the bottles are plastic these days. They're glass. I'd be gone by now. State campgrounds and overnight shelters are slated to reopen June 22nd. So like she said, the goal is to see if we can get everything open by July 4th. But a lot of stuff is reopening now. I know some people are going, wait a second, offices are reopening? I got to go back to work. That sucks. Whitmer said during Monday's press conference that she hopes to move the state into phase 5 of her plan in the next 2 to 3 weeks. As long as the data continues to show the state isn't seeing an increase in cases, and in that case, they would have to revisit things. Now, I did mention a while back that a couple of the insurance companies offered, just came right out and voluntarily, unilaterally said, we're going to start refunding premiums to people because since people are driving less and insurance premiums on automobiles are partially based on how many miles you drive, if you drive less, your premiums should go down. And claims, in fact, were going down. So several companies, including Geico, which I mentioned because I have Geico and I'm just full disclosure here, I got a notice from them saying you're getting a discount. And sure enough, I got actually a refund or a rebate on my premium. And I've had other people tell me they got the same notices from their own insurance companies. But I mentioned a while back that I predict that several states will come out and say, you know something? All insurance companies need to do this. And if they don't, we're going to force them to. California then came out and did it. They came out and said all insurance companies have got to give rebates if they are insuring things that risk dropped because of this. So automobile insurance, for instance, you drive less. Business insurance, you don't have traffic in your store. You don't have to worry about people tripping and falling. Now, you may still need like arson insurance or something like that, but obviously the premiums should come down. So California said they were going to do this. Well, guess what? Michigan just did it too. And I suspect that if the insurance companies don't just do this on their own, most of the states are going to do this. And the power they have is states have insurance commissioners. And to sell insurance in a state, you've got to get licensed in that state and get permission to sell insurance in the state. And you're regulated by the insurance commissioner. And so the insurance commission in Michigan has come out and now said all auto insurers in Michigan must issue refunds. And we're going to audit you to see what you did, why you did it, and you're going to need to explain it to us. So if you just issue a refund that seems fair and it looks to us like it was fair, great. If you say you don't want to because you don't think you need to, we'll sit down with you and we'll go through the math and see if your cost went down or not. If your cost didn't go down, maybe you'll get a waiver. So I had several people say, hey, Steve, you were right, at least with with Michigan. So Courtney Bennett wrote an article for NBC 25 Mid-Michigan. It's a TV station up out of the Bay City Saginaw area. The governor and the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services, their DIFS, announced that they have now ordered all auto insurance companies in the state to issue refunds or premium waivers to consumers as a result of the coronavirus. The governor said Michiganders have been staying safe and staying home, and they should see the benefit in reduced auto insurance rates during the pandemic. Every family is feeling added financial pressure due to the virus, and this order will provide some much-needed relief to drivers. And again, it's not that they're forcing a company to disgorge money and say, hey, give money back. It turns out that the premiums should have been reduced, and it makes complete sense. So The order says the insurers have a deadline until June 10th to submit filings which would include the refund or the premium waiver. Customers will also receive information on how the amount was determined and how customers will receive payments. DIFS said they can assist consumers with questions or disputes that cannot be directly resolved with the insurer. So you can look that up on the internet. It's all over the place, DIFS in Michigan. But like I said, you probably won't need to do anything. I suspect the insurance companies are all going to jump in line and do this. And they'll probably refund. It's similar to what some of the other companies have done. But I got like 15% back on mine, I think it was. And you get the 15% back. And you go, cool, it's like free. It's like found money, right? And I understand. But my point is that you weren't expecting it at first. You got it. That's cool. But if someone sat down and actually did the math on it, I suspect that people should be getting back probably a little more than that. But the insurance company knows, and the companies know, that if they give back enough, the people go, okay, fair enough. Because we could fight over trying to get a little more, but we'll take this without a fight. Bird in the hand kind of thing. So there you go, people. An update on what's happening in Michigan with the stay-at-home order largely being lifted. The end is in sight. And Michigan has joined the ranks of the other states that have ordered insurance companies to give the refunds on the premiums for the car insurance. Questions, comments, as always, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Pursue what catches your heart, not what catches your eyes.